NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Still no end in sight to the stalemate over the federal budget and debt ceiling. Senate Republicans, with some help from a few Democrats, prevented a Democratic proposal to raise the debt ceiling from being put to a yes or no vote. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says he's astonished by the move.
What a sad day for America. They're voting to not allow us to even debate whether the debt ceiling should be raised. Are they afraid of that? Do they just want to go this to go away? It's not going to go away.
This afternoon, Senate Democrats headed to the White House to meet with President Obama. Reid and Senate Republican leaders are also holding talks to break the logjam, though Reid says the GOP continues to attach unacceptable conditions to proposed legislation. The Senate is due to hold a rare Sunday session tomorrow. In the meantime, in the waters off Alaska, the logjam is holding up the commercial crabbing season. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Seattle.
The crabbing season starts on Tuesday, but the boats can't drop any crab pots until they get permits. And the federal employees who issue those permits have been furloughed. Crab boat captain and reality TV star Keith Colburn told a Senate committee on Friday that Americans may lose some of the important Japanese market to Russian crabbers.
Market watchers are already noticing uncertainty in the Japanese trade press over the Alaska supply. The Russian king crab fishery is unsustainable, unsustainably managed, and subject to a significant amount of pirate fishing.
The crabbers are asking the government to dip into money from fishery fees to bring some employees back long enough to issue the permits. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.
Secretary of State John Kerry says he's close to an agreement with Afghan President Hamid Karzai on leaving U.S. forces in Afghanistan after their mission ends next year. But NPR's Sean Carberry tells us one crucial issue remains unresolved.
The one item that's not in the agreement is the issue of jurisdiction for U.S. troops, whether they would be subject to Afghan law or U.S. law for any crimes they might commit in Afghanistan. And that is something that Secretary Kerry said, if that's not agreed upon, would still scuttle the deal. President Karzai says he's putting that issue to the People's Assembly. If they sign off on that, then the issue is solved.
NPR's Sean Carberry in Kabul. Cyclone Pailin slammed into India's east coast today. Hundreds of thousands are displaced. Kunal Shah of the Christian humanitarian group World Vision says, unlike 14 years ago when a cyclone killed 10,000 people, the Indian government was ready.
This time the government was very well prepared and the NGO community was able to see that. There was a lot of coordination between the different government authorities.
The extent of the damage is not yet clear. This is NPR. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today called Britain's Prime Minister and the French President, seeking support for increasing pressure on Iran. He urged the two leaders to maintain sanctions on Tehran until it dismantles its nuclear program. Talks on Iran's nuclear activities resume next week as Iran's new president makes overtures aimed at easing tensions with the West and removing sanctions. The International Criminal Court is signaling a vote of confidence in Libya's government. It's backing off an order for a Gaddafi-era Libyan leader to be extradited to The Hague for trial. Terry Schultz reports.
After months of debate and investigation, the ICC has decided Libya's judicial system is equipped to give a fair trial to Abdullah al-Sanusi, deposed President Muammar Gaddafi's intelligence chief accused of war crimes. The Libyan government had refused ICC orders to transfer al-Sanusi to The Hague and started its own proceedings last month. Now, despite deteriorating security in Libya, ICC judges have concluded government institutions and authorities are sufficiently competent to manage the process. The ICC is still, however, seeking the extradition of Muammar Gaddafi's son, Saif al-Islam Gaddafi, but he's been held in northwestern Libya since November 2011 after being captured by rebels who refused to send him to Tripoli. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
Conservatives at this weekend's Values Voter Summit in Washington threw their support to Senator Ted Cruz in a presidential straw poll. The poll gives an early indication of who conservative Christians consider presidential material. Cruz won 42% of the vote. Dr. Ben Carson and former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum tied for second. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.